Scanning Objects and Companies for Precision. This is Aratima. Let's do one exercise that is very useful when we go about living in the world. And it helps us to learn where we are sloppy in our energy and where we are tight and clear. We want to become more and more clear and more aware and be able to express and be who we really are, the luminosity, the eternity that we really are, that which we cannot really name. And at the same time, we are becoming capable of embodying that frequency, because it becomes a frequency in the physical existence. In one of our meetings, we had a little exercise to compare two objects, two drinks. One is the company Coca-Cola and one is Pepsi. And by simply even holding a can of Coca-Cola in one hand and Pepsi in the other, you, when you feel into it, you will notice that there is a different energetic signature to each object. And as we discovered, it's going to be very clear, precise, and cleaned up and to the point with Coca-Cola, and Pepsi is quite different in its frequency. It is not as precise, it is more softer around it, the edges and the frequencies, and a little blurry in some areas, but there's a warmth to it as well. So we can pick any kind of company if you, whatever you like, those that are quite famous. It could be a bank, it could be anything. Just have fun with it and just bring your attention to it. If you don't touch the object because it's a big company, it could be also the logo or the name that you write down on a piece of paper, or you visualize a landmark or a building that they basically are located in. And then just feel yourself into the company and you can get a sense of what the energetic dynamics are of this company. And you can also see if they're going to continue to be more successful or not, and how they are developing, if they're going to become a bit more sloppy and have problems, or they're going to become sharper, tighter in their energy and more successful. So when you have the skill of reading these energies, you then can use this in order to find business partners if you are self-employed, and you can feel into a person's previous work and can sense the energy there and see if it matches what you're doing and if it could be a very good fit in that regards, or if that particular person, that frequency, is going to interfere or work against your abilities and your expression in your work. So you can use that in that way to become more aware if you are a good fit with a person. So you're not just using a resume and talking to them in person. All that happens as well. And look at their work. But you're also going a little deeper. As a mystic, we go quite deep and we really read things and just see, is this actually good or not? Is this for the highest benefit of both or not? Is this suitable? The same thing could be in a very unimportant area. You can, for example, just some ideas how useful this is. You can go into a store and there's an object, let's say it's a coat, and it's an unknown brand maybe, and you want to know if this coat is going to last. Let's say the coat is, you can look at the coat if you have some talent and seeing how the seams are done or the material, etc., etc. But let's say it's not that cheap and you're not sure if you're going to pay that amount of money. You can feel then, just hold the item in your hand and feel into the energy of this item. How was it made? If it was made in a place, in a factory where there is a tremendous amount of suffering and people working 14 hours a day or longer and in horrible conditions and poverty, there'll be an energy tied into this object that will very likely disintegrate the material faster than if it was made with love and care. So you can, in that way, become a little bit more present with what's going on around you and how you engage with things and what you take with you and let into your life and whatnot. So practice, have fun with it, and notice how much clearer you become also in this process with yourself, you will then notice where you are sloppy, where you can clean up your act and help yourself to grow spiritually, to become more clear, to not fall into unconscious places, because when there's a lot of energy loss, there's a tendency to not show up alert and awake. So just the practice itself will help you to become more cleaned up and more successful also in the world. So enjoy.